was a saying that I quit my 9-to-5 job to run my own business and work 24 hours a day. It's so true. If you're seeing this video, that means you have asked me a question about social media. So this episode today is going to be just for you. Well, and for Cosmo, too.
Hey.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the DeLulu Canoe Podcast.
Woo!
Fireworks, fireworks, cheering. Yeah! Today, we are going to be talking a little bit about something that drives me, DeLulu, which is social media. If you don't know, I'm an addict to online content creation. So I felt like I needed to have someone join me who understands being addicted to social media, but also has their own flavor of making social media. So today, as always, I'm joining me, my producer, Cosmo from The Cosmo Show.
Yo, honey.
Are you ready to learn some things today?
I am ready to rock and roll this.
Yeah. So Cosmo, as you know, I always ask you a fun, flavorful question in the beginning of each episode. They're always really bad. I'm terrible at asking people random questions. But if you were to describe in one statement or maybe two, how would you describe your relationship to social media?
I would say it's good. Definitely during the pandemic, something I needed to keep my brain occupied and creative.
I get that.
So if it wasn't for the pandemic, I would not have gotten into TikTok, which would have led me into having my own YouTube channel. So,
oh hey,
so there's a plus for that, the pandemic. So I'm loving it. It's another way for me to express, another way for me to connect to other people and help other people educate.
So, I love that.
Yeah.
So you would say your relationship currently is like very positive.
Yes.
Ah. Oh,
yes.
That's music to my ears.
Because my skin is thick. So if you're going to troll, you're going to say something stupid or like say something like, I'm like, you won't say it in my face. And if you're going to say it on the comments, then that's fine. That's doesn't bother me at all.
Rolls right off your back.
Yeah.
So a lot of people that talk to me about social media are usually stressed or struggling or just trying to like cave their way into it and find themselves on social media. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to write this episode because in life, at some point, I want to write a master course that basically will teach someone who has never done social media before how to get the basics in a pretty quick format. So I'm so glad that you're in a positive mindset for this because you usually run into people that are stressed out or confused or are shadow banned. And I can tell instantly what is wrong with their account. I like to call myself the social media magician because I'm really good at it. And I know why, because I'm interested in it, but it just sort of occurred to me that this is something I'm good at. So we're going to get right into social media today. And I'm so glad that you're in a good mindset because you can chime in whenever you're like, yes, I agree. Or, ooh, wait, I have a question about that.
I learned a lot from you.
Yeah?
Yeah. But even before like getting into the, coming up on an anniversary or already passed, depending on when this airs, but March, I'll circle around. It's like, I didn't know anything, but I watch you and I watch your content. And I hear Chrissy talk about it too. So I was like, she's a pro. I'll sit back and learn and watch and listen. I can learn things. I'm always never too afraid of learning anything new. So
honestly, that's the way to be in today's age is that you always have to be open-minded and learning and open to adjusting. Because I myself don't run the perfect social media account. Like you could pull it up and I'm sure a lot of you might be like, well, this girl doesn't even have 1 million followers on TikTok. Like I still am learning myself. But if you've asked me a question, that's probably why I sent this to you, because I feel like this could really help you. So, today we're going to dive into some social media things. I have a notebook today. Normally I have my note card, but fear not. I do have our DeLulu Canoe sticker on the front of it.
Merchandise.
Yes. We always have to have our logo on here.
Yes, definitely. Fun.
But basically, when you get started, I think I would argue that was like the most difficult thing for me personally was because social media wasn't a job when I first got started. So I think a lot of people get tripped up in step one, which is just starting. I feel like because we see the perfectly curated content all the time, whether you're on TikTok, YouTube, Twitter, whatever app you're on or you're viewing content through, it's easy to feel like no matter what you create, will never outshine people who have been doing it for years when it's so easy if you just put that mindset away and just start. There's a reason you're drawn to certain creators, certain content. There's a reason that you feel compelled to make something. And it's because there's probably a little bit of that creator in you, or there's something that they're doing that resonates with you. So don't get psyched out even from step one. Just realize that everyone starts somewhere. And my somewhere was extremely different than the content I'm creating now. So don't be hard on yourself. Just keep that open mind of today is day one and I can't wait to see where I'm at in a year from now. I also kind of feel like if you're going to get started, what I like to do, even with this podcast, like Cosmo can chime in on this, that we batch created content, which means we sat down in this room and we made probably 9 episodes before the first one even aired because we wanted to get our formula down. Like, I didn't even think the original first episode we shot was going to be aired because I thought it would just be a tester. But I watched it back and I thought it was great. Mm-hmm. So for those of you that are wanting to start any social media on any platform, I highly recommend batch creating content, which basically is making a bunch of it, setting a date. And you can tell your friends and tell all your coworkers, like, hey, on this date, on this month, I'm going to start posting content. Give yourself time so that way you can make, I would say, at least a month's worth of content, no matter what platform. And for us, we were so far ahead that at this point, I'm hoping we're at double uploads at this point, but we got so far ahead because it came so naturally to us. And we both love doing podcasts and talking and interviewing people. That it was just so exciting and inviting that we were like, you know, let's start launching early.
Mm-hmm. I did the same thing with the Cosmo show. We batched, like I'm talking about, we stockpiled on like, I think 12 episodes before we released it. And we started like the first year, like around January. No, we started in November and we collected all the way. And then we launched in March of 2023. So it was like, it was smarter that way because we get to see each episode that we was like, all right, which was going to be first? And the one that we actually released first was the first one because it looked so bad. Like, no, the interview was great. I love the interview. Everything was great. Jeremy, if you're watching, you were awesome. You're amazing. You're my first. You always remember your first. But the quality of it, the way that we organized things were just so like messed up. It was like, all right, so we're going to put this one first.
Yep.
We'll put this one second. And then as we get to, now we know our routine, our formula, what we got to do. And before you know it, when we got to episode 6, we had it.
Yeah. Well, I give you a lot of credit for even airing that episode because I think a lot of people, you have to be careful about batch creating because you can kind of psych yourself out and then never upload any of the content. Mm-hmm. So it's important to pick a first date. And also, like you just did, post the first episode or the first video, even if it's bad.
Yep.
We all start cringy. I'm still cringy.
It's I can't watch it, but
really,
like I watch it. I'm like, oh man, we could have done this better there. We could have done that better there. It's like, I want to reshoot the whole thing. But I'm like, nope. I want to show the progress.
Yeah.
That we actually give a crap and we're actually dedicated to make better content for the viewers and for ourselves. So.
Yeah. And we're all people before AI takes over. We're all people. It's got to start somewhere. And the humble beginnings is where creativeness begins. And it's so great to see that. And I'm pretty sure my very first YouTube upload is still up and available, even though I was rambling all over the place and the editing was terrible because I edited it myself. So scroll back if you're curious and bored, but highly recommend batch creating content if you're somebody who works really well with that, and save yourself some time, set aside time, film all the content, get it logged in. Because every app now, I think aside from, I even think Twitter now or X now has the ability to schedule your content. So just go in on your desktop or on your phone, wherever, I know tablets sometimes you can schedule it, and set that first date and start telling people so that way you build some hype for it. And yeah, it sets you up in the right place for it. I also want to mention that every platform does look different. And we are filming this episode pretty early. So I don't want to speak too specifically on algorithms because TikTok every month is changing their algorithm. And they are very tight-lipped about what works on their platform and what doesn't. If you go online, you can Google TikTok's new algorithm, usually the latest articles will pop up. There was a point where TikTok even admitted to flaming certain content, which means they would purposely promote certain creators' videos or styles of videos or different like relatable things. So don't focus too much on algorithm. We're just going to start with the basics today. So don't get all tied up in that. But I wanted to name off five things that I think no matter what platform you decide to start with, you can use these five steps and succeed and build a reputation as a content creator. So my very first thing is consistency. And I know everybody talks about consistency. This is not a new thing. I can hear the keyboard warriors right now click clacking away that this is what everybody says. Okay, but everybody's version of consistent is different. For me, I like to post twice a day on all of my platforms, but it took me a long time to get here, to have that much content to be able to post that many times on five different platforms. It's insane. But consistency when you're first starting out can be posting a video once every 3 days. Or like Cosmo said with his show, once every, what was it, every other week you do?
Every other Thursday.
Every other Thursday. And that's consistent. You consistently have a video that goes up every Thursday or every other Thursday. That's what I'm talking about. So don't get psyched out with the word consistency. Doesn't mean every day. It's what consistency means to you. But why is it so important to maintain consistency is all of the platforms you can think of. I'm talking about like the big six where it's like Snapchat, YouTube, TikTok, Pinterest, X. There's another one.
You already said
Did
Insta, right?
I say
Instagram?
Instagram?
I don't think so.
If I didn't say Instagram, Instagram's in the big six. Those six platforms all reward consistency. No matter what it is, they all want different things. Of course, TikTok at this point right now wants a video every day. But if you're consistently opening up the app and posting a video, a photo, and on your version of consistent, you will find over time that you will grow. I am living proof of that on Instagram because I never really catered to a certain like niche or genre. I just made sure that every day when I woke up at 9 a.m., no matter what time zone I was in, I was posting something every single day. So don't get psyched out with consistency. Figure out what that means to you and then apply it to the platform you're going to be on, whichever one of the six you want to be on. Another thing that people usually get tied up in, and it's very important, so number two of the five is hashtags. Hashtags are extremely important because all of these platforms, in some shape or form, use AI to categorize your content. So when you're uploading and it's processing, that is the AI or whatever's going on that app that is looking at your content going, where can I put this so it will get the most bang for its buck? Where am I going to put this piece of content so that way it will shine and perform well? Because despite what a lot of people think, you're not shadow banned. A lot of times it's wrong hashtags. So when I create a piece of content, for example, if I'm in a cosplay and I'm maybe doing like a trending dance, the Bumblebee dance comes to mind for me because I'm known for that. All you have to do is look at that piece of content and go, okay, if I were to explain this to a caveman or somebody who didn't know anything about social media, how would I describe this video? Well, I'm in a costume, which is cosplay. I am doing a dance, so I'll do hashtag cosplay, hashtag dance, and maybe like hashtag if I know what the cosplay is from. So say I'm wearing a Pokemon outfit, I'll do hashtag Pokemon. So then that way, the AI or whatever's looking at the piece of content can then go, okay, she's doing a dance in an outfit from this anime genre or from this movie or in a trending outfit. And then it will know exactly who to serve that piece of content to. I highly, highly advise do not hashtag things that your video is not. Because if you're doing that, I've seen it reward some people, don't get me wrong. I've seen sometimes where they'll hashtag something where the video is completely not that and it'll go viral. But I'm talking about longevity, and you want people to follow you and like your content because they relate to it and they like you, not because it's rage gating content. Rage gating means that you're purposely making content to make people feel angry, make them upset, make them share it out of rage. And that's just not something I specialize in. So keep those hashtags simple, 100% what's in the video. And I recommend for all platforms currently, right now, I wouldn't give more than 3 to 5 because I don't think a piece of content can be described in hashtags with 10 different ones. To me, it's like, I think that's, you're reaching in too many different directions. Be specific. Is it a skit? Is it relatable? Is it a dance? Is it about the outfit? Is it about cooking? Is it about parenting? You know, just really think of the caveman that you're trying to explain it to is the best way I can describe hashtags. And I think every platform uses them and utilizes them very well. I think X is the only one that really doesn't use them as well, but I've heard that they will be. So always put hashtags in your content, YouTube Shorts, especially TikTok, Instagram. Just keep it concise. Now for number three, this one is gonna make people feel some kind of way. Get to the point. Just like I did with this video. As soon as you watched it, I pointed you out and I said, this is what you're gonna get today. I got straight to the point. I didn't dilly-dally. Podcasts are a little different because podcasts, you have long forms, so you can drag things out. You can talk about whatever you want. But in this episode specifically, I wanna educate you about social media, about what I know about it. So I'm gonna get right to the point. I'm going to take time. I'm going to write out my script like I did here. So that way you feel like after watching this video, you not only know me a little bit, but you also feel like you got something from this. And if you didn't, I'm so sorry. But I want you to feel when you leave here like, wow, Dare knows what she's talking about. Or you could be sitting here watching this going, Dare doesn't know what she's talking about. I'm going to go in here and tell her that you need to use 35 hashtags. Something to get you feeling like you got something out of this. Getting to the point is so crucial when it comes to social media right now because so many people make content and people are swiping away faster than ever. So it's important to not fluff your content. I even stopped introducing myself in content because I found that people didn't really care what my name was. I do think it's important in the long run to introduce yourself or once you're maybe like 30 videos in. But you need to prove yourself as an educator or a relatable person. You need to prove to the audience essentially why they should listen to you. Why should they stay and watch your content? Don't give us, okay, so today I'm going to talk a little bit about vintage fashion. Get right to it. Did you know in the 1960s they wore poodle skirts or whatever? You know, like give us something, get to the point that hooks us. Make us feel like we are talking to you. Make the audience feel like we are going to give you something that is important or isn't important. Get to the joke. Get to the recipe. Today we're going to make banana nut muffins. You know, just get to it. I think too many people drag things out, just like I am at this point. Get to the point. Also, I think a sub point on getting to the point is knowing how long each video can be per platform. I know YouTube Shorts currently right now is capping out at a minute. I don't know when this video goes up, if that's going to be true. So keep an eye on that for them. I know same thing with Instagram. They have a cap point as well, where if you want to upload a reel, it has to be under a minute. Otherwise, it cuts it off and it chops it up all weird. It can sometimes put it on the main feed, but it won't be labeled as a reel. And you, at this point, really want to get reels in on Instagram. I know TikTok now has allotted for you to go for 10 whole minutes, which is good and bad, depending on your content. So TikTok, you don't have to be as concise, but I will say it is harder for people to watch through your videos there because we've been trained to swipe very quickly. But make sure you are educated and up to date on how long each piece of content can be per platform. Did I get to the point?
Yes, you did.
Kyle was like,
No, I liked it. I totally understand it. It was quick and simple and I think it was quick and simple.
Great.
I don't know about you guys at home, but you know, some people have a short attention span. But I'm like, I need more knowledge. What's going on? Explain. Tell me.
The other thing, one of the fourth point I have here on just getting started is niches. Niches is a very big, vague topic that has really grabbed the internet by storm because everyone thinks when you make a profile on any of these apps that you have to stick to one thing. Name a person in life that only sticks to one thing and only likes one thing. I'll wait. Oh, wait, there isn't. So what I like to do, because I have many niches, many things that I enjoy, is before I decide what one I really want to hone in on, I did A/B testing for literal years. I tried doing swimsuit reviews. I tried lingerie reviews. I tried doing a bullet point presentation on why you should have a Patreon. By the way, check out our Patreon because we would love to have more patrons. And then I also tried doing fashion education content, which I'm sitting on right now. I've done cosplay. I've done figure skating. I've done acting. I've done singing. The list goes on and on. But I looked at all the different times I tried different niches, and I saw which ones resonated the most with the audience and also which ones I cared about. How many times did I go back and saw that my lingerie haul hit 1 million views? I think like once. Do I really care about that? No, I don't, truly. I don't really wear lingerie in my real life. But when I saw a singing video hit 10,000 views, that mattered to me. And you're gonna find that that's different with you. You're gonna find that there's certain things you want to talk about and that you're passionate about that you would love to get more views on. That's the niche you want to eventually get to. But when you're first starting out, it's okay to dabble. It's okay to try anything and everything. So try. Try different things. Do some A/B testing. Throw some darts at a dartboard. See what one hits and what one hits here. Because creating and being a content creator is about sharing what you love, and finding it is just as rewarding as enjoying when people enjoy what you enjoy. So take some time. Don't get bogged down by a niche. And my last of the five quick tips to kind of get you started is connection. Why do we follow anybody on social media? Why do we feel like we know these people? Why do we care about these people? Because we connect with them. And when you feel like you know somebody, or they make you laugh, or they make you cry, or you care about their dog, or you tried the recipe, that's half the battle is getting people to connect with you. So, how do you do that as a creator? Well, what I like to do is find a platform and go live. And I know that that's very scary for some people. I've had a lot of people ask me about how they're so nervous to go live because it's daunting. It can be scary to, it's like having an interview with a boss or a manager to be asked questions on the spot that maybe you don't want to answer. But the thing is the only way for people to really get to know you is for you to allow them to get to know you. Now, I'm not saying you have to tell everybody your social security number and where you live and how to find you. It's more like hopping on a live stream and maybe instead of telling them about the recipe in a short form video, make it. And while you're making it, talk to them about it. Maybe even like give them some tips. Be like, hey, I'm making blueberry muffins today, and the recipe calls for 2 eggs, but I find that 3 eggs makes it softer and doughier and more delicious. Just like connect with them. And if somebody asks you a question on live that you're not comfortable with, just tell them, I'm not going to answer that question. No one's holding you at gunpoint to answer their questions. But I think that connection is why certain creators go viral, because they've done the work of being open to their audience. They've done the work of sharing maybe something that they're insecure about or sharing something that makes them human. So you don't have to go live. But I do think that within the last point of opening up the niches and trying different things, if you're a makeup artist, I think it's okay to share that you don't wash your brushes every day. Or if you're a content or if you're a cosplay, blah, blah, blah. Or if you're a cosplay creator, it's okay to share the one time that you tried to build a cosplay and it didn't go well. It's so important to share the fails because now more than ever on social media, everyone is saying that it's a glorified life. People are only posting the wins. And I agree. It's daunting. It's sad to feel like we only feel like we can share our perfect selves when no one in life is perfect. Even your favorite celebrities aren't perfect. I am certainly not perfect. Do you know how many times we had to cut clips in this video and you'll never know? Hell, I bit my lip and we had to cut that. But it's important to be a human. You're allowed to fuck up. And I think sharing that is what makes people want to follow by just being relatable, being you. So those are five things to keep in mind when you are getting started on social media. I think all of those tips can be applied to any platform that you decide to start on, no matter which one it is. I am the proof that all of those tips work well for me And of course, you're going to find things that work differently for you. So be sure to leave in the comments below if there's something that I said that either resonates with you, or if you found something I said that you disagree with. I'm totally open to conversations on what's working for me and what's working for you. So now I'm going to hit you with a do not do point. My only big do not do is do not pick a niche that you are not drawn to talk about, to tell, or if you think it's gonna make you money, because I'm here to burst your bubble that this podcast still hasn't been fully funded yet. We are in the red. We are in debt to the Society of Podcast Equipment, and that's okay, because we have so much fun doing this.
Yes.
We're enjoying it. So don't pick a topic that you think is just gonna make you money, because then content creating isn't going to be fun. We're not going to talk about how far in the red we are, though. We're going to not talk about that. So a question that I generally get asked before I get into like my big list of questions, because I was live on YouTube and I asked a lot of my audience members what questions they wanted me to address. One of the big, big, big ones that people ask me a lot is where to start. So if you're going to start social media tomorrow, you're going to make a podcast, you're going to make a cooking channel, you're going to make a cosplay channel. Here's where I think you should start first if you want to grow and grow quickly. The two big ones, Instagram and TikTok. Why? Because right now so many people are on those platforms and their algorithm currently is skyrocketing. They're trying to get as many people on their platform as possible. So if you're going to pick two to start with two, just like we did with this podcast, make a Delulu canoe TikTok and make a Delulu canoe Instagram. Get the word out. Those two also can be hyperlinked if you go on anybody's TikTok page. Let's use mine, Dare Bear Live. So if you hit the Instagram button on TikTok, it's like right below the first image and it'll take you straight to my Instagram. So if you find me on TikTok and you like the content, it'll direct you straight to Instagram. Now, the beautiful thing about Instagram is you can put whatever website you want in there. So eventually you can make a link tree and have all of your things on there. But if we're just getting started with two, highly recommend those two. A lot of people are on TikTok and Instagram. Yes, YouTube has been around longer, but I don't recommend starting out on YouTube because it costs a little bit of money for most people when you get started in the editing sort of game. Now, CapCut is free, so you could edit any of your TikToks, Instagram content via CapCut. But when it comes to YouTube, it gets a little bit more complicated because long form content, like shorts aside, you kind of need to have some editing props. Sure, you can upload a video without any edits in it, but the chance of it performing well is very difficult, and YouTube is literally like taking that giant ball in Indiana Jones and trying to push it up a mountain. It is so difficult. So I think if you want to stay empowered and positive and creative, start with Instagram and TikTok, because you'll see the numbers fly in a little bit faster, which will give you endorphins and will make you want to eventually do YouTube as well. My two cents. How do you feel about that, Cosmo? I'm curious, if somebody were to ask you, where should I start? What platforms? What would you recommend?
TikTok.
Okay, great.
I say TikTok. Start there and see where it goes. Editing tools are right there too on the app. And you can also get Final Cut. What's it called? CapCut. CapCut's awesome. I use it a lot for my TikToks. My TikToks are normally cosplay and then the Cosmo Show. But I do have a Cosmo Show TikTok. And yeah, you can just see the difference, the performance. Mm-hmm. People for your page or like it, the traffic and whatnot. And once you get a hold of that, because the hashtags, and then also how long and how consistency you are with releasing and all stuff like that, then you can, I'd say, take it over to Instagram. Now you have a larger audience, which is more like, I like to call it the central hub. You know, my thing is like, if you want to listen to us, or on Spotify, if you're on the go, and go to our Instagram to stay connected so we can talk, because that's like another, it's a better platform to stay connected and talk with people.
Messaging on there is better. Yeah.
It's way better. So if you want to talk to a content creator, go to their Instagram and leave a message there or whatever. So that's easier. So I think, yeah, you're right. You're right on the money on that one.
Heck yeah. I do like being on the money. Also, another thing about those two platforms is keep your posts under a minute. Like I said earlier, be mindful of the time. Keep it short, because those are short form content creation platforms. So keep it short. keep it short as much as you can for there. Keep the hashtag short as well, and just be consistent, like I said earlier, and you'll start to see the numbers start going up more on those two platforms compared to YouTube. Now, as you know, they like to reward you. So the more that you follow the consistency, so like, if you're wondering why you're not growing in followers, go back to those first five bullet points that I gave you where I like over-explained everything, because if you're not seeing followers, that means you're not hitting the explore page. It's probably because you're not being either consistent, not using hashtags correctly. So always go back to those first five bullet points that I gave you, because that's the reason you're not hitting the explore page, unless you are going against the terms of service. This is a big pill to swallow. So I'm going to be very niche down. We're going to talk about Instagram. I see a lot of girls doing this, a lot of guys doing this. No back shots. Sounds inappropriate. No backside photos, no booty pics, no nothing. So many people are doing this and then they're losing their accounts. That's why. Same thing with implieds. If you're holding your hands over yourself because you're hiding your chest, hiding down below, you are going to get deleted. It will catch up with you. I hate to say it, censorship is a thing, and it's not worth playing that game. I tried it on TikTok one time. I thought I could get away with it. Now here in the future in 2024, I have lost 7 TikTok accounts because I tried to gamble and win against the odds of the rules of the terms of service. Just don't do it. Just don't do it. Don't test the line. Here's my other last little like do not do. Keep your eyes on your own plate. I struggle with this one so much, so I'm saying this to me as much as I am to you. You're always going to see somebody else fighting against the terms of service. You're always going to see somebody else rage baiting content. And the thing is, it always catches up with them. They always end up losing the account. They always end up getting deleted or shadow banned or punished in some way, shape, or form. They aren't monetized, which if you're trying to be a content creator, you want to make money somewhere. You know, even if it's like $10, you know, we all want to make money somewhere doing this. And it's so much easier if you just put the blinders on and you focus on what's in front of you and you stick to the terms of service, because you're going to find in the long run, it's going to be more worth it. Again, I've lost 7 accounts on TikTok and I've lost 2 on Instagram. And I probably would have over maybe 4 million followers combined if I didn't test the waters. So just don't do it. I understand it's easy to go, but that girl's doing it and she's getting away with it. It will catch up with them. And if it doesn't, then that means it works for them. But don't test the waters, because if it's working for them, it probably won't work for you. Especially on TikTok. They're the kings of like letting certain people get away with things and punishing others. So just stick to the terms of service. Don't rock the boat. Now that we've gone through my 5 big bullet points, things to avoid, and just some general don't test the boundaries, I actually asked everybody on my YouTube channel, if you aren't subscribed to my YouTube channel, it's called Dare Wears, and if you're not subscribed to Cosmo's channel, The Cosmo Show, subscribe, go do the thing. But I actually asked a lot of you for general Q&A questions, and we have a full notebook, so we're gonna go through some of these. Good luck to us all. All right. Number one, collaboration. How to go about it. So collaborating is important. Once you get your footing and once you kind of figure out what content you want to make or what general area you want to be in, I would say maybe like 3 months into being a content creator, it would be great to collaborate with people. Not everyone's going to say yes. I get asked all the time to collaborate with people. And I do have to say no to certain people because I don't think the niches will line up. I don't think we have similar goals, or I just don't have the time, and that's okay. But just know that asking someone to collaborate with you, the worst thing they can say is no or ghost you. And that's not even that bad. So I think it's okay to ask people. I think it's also good to be aware of your where you're at and where they're at and be courteous of their time and their space as well. But I usually just hit them with the old, hey, I really love your content. I would love to collaborate at some point. Leave it at that. Usually I'll go on their content and I will like a bunch of their photos. I'll comment on a bunch of things, not all in one sitting, but as they keep creating content, be a fan of theirs. You like them enough that you want to work with them. Be a fan. Like their content. Watch their podcast. Go subscribe to their content. Maybe not their spicy site, but you know, like do whatever you feel like you would like if someone did to you on your content. So be a big fan. It's easy. Yay. Number two, what's more important, algorithm or niche? I don't think you can compare the two because algorithm is always changing and your niche can always be changing. So I feel like you have to get them to work hand in hand. I think going alongside with the algorithm is great, obviously, because then it's like having the wind in your sail. It's only going to promote and push your videos better. But if you have your niche, instead of trying 35 different niches, you've got it down to like 15 or 10. I don't think it should matter. I think all that matters is that you are consistent, you're using the right hashtags, and you're picking things that you're passionate about. Go back to those 5 bullet points. That's what's more important. I really knocked it out of the park with those 5 bullet points. I'm like really proud of myself. Number three, where to start in the journey of being an influencer / content creator. Those are, again, the 5 bullet points. So go back and visit those because I feel like we really hit that nail on the head. Number four, how to find the content you want to create. Again, 5 bullet points. So maybe make a list. This is what I am the queen of list making. Make a list of all the things you enjoy or you think you would enjoy making content on. And then start making the content and search inward. When something hits a certain amount of views, you're gonna feel it. You're gonna feel like, man, I did that video and I thought I was passionate about the stock market and it's doing well, it's going viral, or it got 100 views, but my cosplay of Wonder Woman only had 1 view and I'm a little upset. That's how you'll know. Okay, we don't want to talk about stocks that much anymore. Great that you're good at it. Keep it in the wheelhouse, but know that you want to be Wonder Woman a little bit more. Those are 2 very different things, but you know, talking to anybody and everybody out here. Number 5, how much money do you need to get started? Look no further than your portable device. Everybody has a smartphone nowadays. You don't have to have the latest or the greatest, but if you already have a phone, you're already over halfway there. So I don't think there really is a dollar amount of how much money you need to get started. I think it's more about time management, if anything. So if you already got a phone, you're well on your way. Start making content with that. As you follow those 5 bullet points, you might see some brands come in your DMs and want to pay you for a collaboration. You might have other big influencers want to work with you and do some sort of collaboration as well. Or you could sign up for Meta, or I know TikTok has a new program where you can get paid per view. So start by doing those 5 bullet points and start making money from that and reinvest it into your business or pay your bills with it. That's up to you. I like to put my money in a giant pool and swim in it. Just kidding. JK.
Like Scrooge McDuck.
I know, right? Counting all of my coins. Number 6, which platforms to start with and cross promote? I think, like I said earlier, TikTok and Instagram really go hand in hand, even though they're fighting against each other right now. They both have that drop down where you can link both of them. I think YouTube right now, because they have their shorts game going on, it is easy also to get on YouTube and be in that big 3. So that way they're all kind of promoting each other. But like I said, YouTube is a huge beast in itself. It is very hard to grow on YouTube. Even when we started Delulu Canoe, it took about a week to get, I would say, 1,000 views on the first episode. And we still don't even have over 200 subscribers. But don't let that beat you up. YouTube is very difficult. Even if you have 1,000,000 followers on Instagram, it is hard to get people on that platform to subscribe. Mm-hmm. So don't take it personally. Take the big wins on the smaller platforms. Let those send you all the endorphins. Number 7, which platforms are better than one another? I don't know. My answer to this question changes on the daily because if I have content going viral on YouTube Shorts, you better believe she's my new favorite. But if I'm going viral on TikTok, oh baby, come back to me. I'm like got them all on speed dial at 3 a.m. and I'm like, so what you doing? You up? Because wherever my content's performing the best is usually my new favorite. But Cosmo, do you have a favorite platform currently for you that's ringing any bells?
They all have their different dynamics.
I know.
Like, YouTube is my... the way I think of it, because my show is a little bit different from most content creators out there. I look at YouTube as my channel. It's basically like like watching TV before we got to streaming and stuff like that. But, you know, you have your show like The Simpsons and whatnot. So that's my main broadcast. Now I need an advertisement tool and I need a place to talk. So I think TikTok is a great advertisement tool for trailers or what's to come with shorts. And my Instagram, like I said earlier, it's just, it's the best way to be connected. I can do pictures and photos and whatnot, a little behind the scenes, things like there. But yeah, everything works for my YouTube.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, it's a long run. It's a long run game. You have to be in it to win it and stay committed to the grind and the process. You can't, some people can do it overnight. Some people just, if you just, like I say, stick with it, be consistent and have the formula and always learn and always try new things, see what works, experiment a little bit, but not to the point where it goes off topic, and stay true to your niche, to your thing. So I say, I look at YouTube as the main thing. Mm-hmm. What can work for my YouTube? That's, you know.
It's like your billboard in a way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And like the cars that are going by, you know, like seeing it, like not everybody's going to call the billboard service, but.
Well, Instagram, Instagram and TikTok are like the highway.
Yeah.
You got people constantly scrolling by and they're like, oh, wait, what's that? I like that place. Okay, cool. I'll save that one. I'll go back there later. So that's why I look at it. So that's a perfect analogy.
Hey. I love it. Look at us on the analogies today.
Yeah.
I'm curious about your opinion on this question too. We had somebody ask about how important are public events, like going to conventions, going and doing public speaking. I personally think that they are important to spread the word because it's so easy to have a face-to-face conversation with someone and be like, oh, I have a show. Do you want to come on my show like you always do? Mm-hmm. And then they'll pull you up and then they'll subscribe. And then eventually you'll make that connection to have them on your show as a collaboration. So I think when you're first getting started, it's not as important. But once you're like 6 months to a year into the game, I think it's very important to be out in public and be talking about your show and what you're passionate about.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too. I used to go to cons just for cosplaying. But I feel like now it's a great way, great place to network. And especially like anything that you get invited to, like even parties, little get-togethers or premieres, something like that. It's perfect. It's you yourself are as a walking another advertisement tool.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a business card, that's great, or have like a link tree with a QR code people can just scan on your phone. Those are great. So basically, I'd say,
yeah,
it's perfect. You want to go out. You want to like let people know that you exist in the first place, and also that shows people in person that you're serious about your thing.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, go out, meet people.
My favorite thing to do to Cosmo is when we're out at cons is I'll stand so far away and I'll go, is that Cosmo from the Cosmo show? And watch him panic because people, they don't know who he is. And then they're like, who, where, that, is he famous? It's hilarious.
I have this beautiful curse where I look like I'm somebody important. I'll go to the con. Before all of this, I would go to a con. Not in cosplay, and somebody wants to take a picture with me because they think I'm somebody from a show or a movie or whatnot. I'm like,
or a band.
Yeah, I'm just like, I don't do any of this stuff. I'm just a bartender. And those times, I'm like, can you imagine if I did something? That's what got me motivated to do this. I'm like,
aww.
So I'm like, well, if that already happens, but I love it when you do that because it's like,
I'll keep it up.
It's like out of nowhere. I'm just like, huh? Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. And people are like, just like, what?
Run.
What's going on? And like, I've had somebody come and like, what do you do? Where can I find you? I'm like, YouTube. Check it out.
Marketing
blah, blah, blah.
Tactics.
Beautiful. Hype up your friends.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hype up your friends.
Hype up your friends and, like, support each other. Jesus.
Yeah.
So important.
It's free.
It's so free.
One of you even asked, what do you do when your accounts are deleted? I highly recommend start a new one. And also, this is the... Some of you are going to get mad at me. If your account was deleted, it's not for no reason. Think about why it got deleted. Think about what did you do that was crossing the boundary. You have to reflect. And you have to know, take some accountability that maybe went against the terms of service. And you can usually appeal. Sometimes you can appeal. But a lot of times you might have just been testing the boundary a little bit too much. And you have to take some accountability. Because you can always be mad at social media, but it's not going anywhere. So have a moment, take a day. Again, I've lost seven. Seven. Do you know how much accountability I've had to take? So just, yeah, take some accountability, take a day, breathe it out, go touch some grass, breathe some air. I've had to do that a lot lately. And then make another account. Do your best, because that's all you can do. Another question is, what to do when your content can be offensive? Well, we actually had an episode that got flagged as explicit because we had talked about very sensitive topics. That makes it harder to promote that episode. Just because they have a wall in front of it, you have to prove that you are a listener or a viewer that is 18 plus. And in order to do that, you have to create an account. And it makes it harder to promote the episode. But what can you do about it? Personally, you have to let it go and just be like, you know what? This episode's not going to get as much views because of the content that we've talked about. And you have to be okay with that because censorship is real. It's unfortunately part of the world we live in today. There's not really much we can do about it, but you just got to keep the train on the tracks. We overcame that episode because the next episode that we put out in Delulu Canoe, it was very unexplicit. It was very open. It was very like freeing and simple and less dark. And that's how we were able to bounce back from that last video not doing as well. And it's just the nature of the beast, unfortunately. I wish censorship wasn't real.
Seriously.
Rats. How long does it take to film and edit a YouTube video? How many hours should content creation take? I'm going to ask that one to you too, Cosmo, because everybody's answer is different. So Delulu Canoe for Cosmo and I, he comes over at about like 5 o'clock. We talk for too long and we realize we should be filming. And then we finally get here and then we start recording. The episode's only supposed to be 30 minutes and it always turns out to be an hour. So for us, this episode probably will take us like an hour in total from like setting up the room, getting everything in place, sitting down, filming, getting it on a laptop, sending it to an editor. But a lot of my content for YouTube takes 2 hours just because of like the prepping of the outfits, the prepping of the education, the getting myself ready, the getting the room ready. Short form content doesn't take me very long because I goof off and I just like get to the point, get done with it. But I'm curious what your answer would be for the Cosmo Show.
Cosmo Show is, it's formulated to, it's like a talk show. So it's basically a talk show or like any other like late night show. So you have a, this part, this part, this part, this part, this part. So I would say our interviews with people takes 45 minutes from lighting up, from setting up lights and the cameras and the mics to breaking it down. So that's 45 minutes right there. And then the studio work for the intro, that takes about, it could take anywhere from an hour because it's retakes. I'm not saying the line properly, or I got to do a rewrite on the script or whatnot because I use a teleprompter, which are awesome. Are so awesome. So that can take from an hour or two. And then just the process from after all of that's done and getting into the editing, that could take, depending if the editor is busy or not or has free time, that could take 4 to 5 days just to make a 20-minute
episode.
And then on top of that, I got to write the script for that. We got to make the time to do that. We have to have consistency of a schedule. And there's all these other things we put into it. So it's time-consuming. I would say 5 days and ton of hours.
Yeah. Someone said that for every minute of content you send to an editor, that's like 30 minutes of work for them, which is pretty on par with the editors I know.
Yeah.
Nuts.
Same here.
It takes a long time.
If you look at it, though, if you look at the process of the screen and everything, and then everything, like CapCut's so easy.
Yeah.
But if you're working for a professional thing, like something like this.
Like on Premiere Pro.
Premiere Pro, DaVinci, all that stuff like that. It's like, it's
complicated.
Meticulous and complicated. You got everything, the timeline matches. I see my producer do it, and I'm just like, this will drive me crazy. TikTok is so easy. Like, okay, put that there. Cool, done, send it away. I've tried long form on CapCut. No.
Yeah.
It's painstaking.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It takes a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I do have another question that I kind of want you to take
this
one because you mentioned it earlier. So tell me, Cosmo, how important is your friends sharing your content?
100% important. Okay. You got friends. If you don't have friends,
get some.
But there's no reason why. It doesn't make any sense if your friends don't push you out. You're doing something. If they're jealous, cut them out. Cut them out of your life. You know, it's like, what? It's like, it doesn't make sense. So your friends are your other best marketing. Because if they love you and they love your show, they'll tell you if they don't like it. Or they'll give you the honest opinion. Sometimes they will. Sometimes they won't. But yes, it is so important to just to tell your friends, like, hey, man, I can really use your help. You know, this would be great. You'll be, you know, I'll give you a shout out. Do whatever you want, but not. But it's like, if you're a friend, your friend has content, or a YouTube, or TikTok, just talk about it. Help them out. You know, share the love, share the wealth, you know?
I'm going to say something really inappropriate, but the podcast world is very much so a circle jerk world. So I'm so sorry. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours kind of vibe. So it's like, it's so important that if your friends are content creators, or if you're not a content creator and you want to support your friend, it's free. Mm-hmm. It doesn't cost you anything. No. So shout out your friends, please. It is, like Cosmo said, 100% important. Are there other opportunities that come from content creating? And my answer is 100% yes. Mm-hmm. I was having the worst day the other day, and my agent called me, and I got 2 offer-only roles to, like, be in a movie for 2 different projects because my acting reel is pinned on the top of my Instagram page.
Awesome.
Isn't that crazy?
That's awesome.
I was like, they don't want me to audition? They don't want me to, like... He was like, nope. They just want to know, how do you feel about the rate? And my mind blown.
Dude, high five. Air high five.
Yeah!
Hell yes. Oh, my God.
Right? I'm like, I'm on a high from it. I'm so excited. That's so good. Thank you.
Proud of you. Proud of you. Hell yeah.
So important. And it is so crucial. It can help you grow in many ways. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people get discovered for, like, reality TV from mm-hmm. their social media. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, a lot of things can stir and grow from social media. Who knows? In like 10 years, you might have a talk show.
I would like to take over Seth Meyers' job.
Whoa! Hot take!
I'm just saying, I love Craig Ferguson. I love Kimball. I love Fallon. I would take any of those jobs, but yeah, if I could, I would love a late night. Oh my God, the Cosmo Show, late night. That'd be dope. That's what I'm striving for. And that's what my show is, a resume for that world.
There you
go. To show them that I could do these monologues, I could do these interviews, I have the charisma, I have the you know, the things. I like a big giant audition thing. Mm-hmm. Your content is audition thing for other things. So yeah, it can lead to beautiful things.
Yeah, no, easily can. I want to know, what are the pros and cons of being a content creator, Mr. Cosmo?
Pros and cons. You got to have the time. Mm-hmm. You got to make time. You got to be consistent with when you release things.
Yep.
So that right there is a discipline that you must learn. Now, you don't have to, but just, you can do whatever you want with your content, but for it to, not to say take seriously or get the views on stuff like that, but you really need to be strict about how you're going to do it. You can slack off a little bit, but not too much. Like with my show, we slack off. We missed a Thursday only because we were super busy with life, and then life gets in the way. But we talked about it. We made a little video. It's like, hey, sorry, we slack off. I know it's supposed to be an episode, blah, 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 but we're coming back next week strong with something, blah, blah, blah. So just, you know, keep them entertained and also just informative of what's going on, because everyone has a life.
Of course.
And it gets in the way. So that's the pros and cons, because it's like, it is a second job. So even though you're not getting paid for it, but it's something, if you love it so much, then you take care for it. It's like, you're going to have a pet. You can't neglect the pet. If you neglect the pet, then you're a horrible person. So,
you know? Oh my gosh.
But if,
that's funny.
You got to treat it like that. It's your baby. It's for some people, it's an emotional support device. Mm-hmm. And for some of the people, it's just their bread and butter. And then for other people, it's just fucking, it's fun. It's fun.
And that's why you pick a niche that you like. Because then it won't feel like work.
Yep.
There's a saying that I quit my 9-to-5 job to run my own business and work 24 hours a day. It's so true. Pros and cons, it completely consumes your life. Mm-hmm. And I'm okay with it because I love it. Like you said, I love it. It is my baby. It is my pet. It is my animal. I love social media. But for people that are doing it for the wrong reasons, for money or for popularity, usually fizzle out very quickly. They usually face what's called burnout. Even if you love what you do, you can face burnout. But yeah, I would say the pros are, I get to wake up every day and decide what I do every day. And I am a very structured person, and I love it. I used to work in fast food. I used to work in hospitality. I worked for modeling agencies before and all kinds of crazy jobs. And this is by far my favorite job. Heck, I worked at Walt Disney World and I love this job over that because I get to pick when I work. And so that's a big pro for me. The con is you are gonna face people online that don't agree with what you do. And it's hard. I still, there's sometimes people will leave comments and it still emotionally affects me. But I make a choice to only let it affect me for so long, take it in, and breathe out. And then I have to go, okay, time to move on. Because you can't make everyone like you. And social media is like putting yourself on a stage, taking all your clothes off, and just standing there. In some ways. And some people do that for real, only flapjacks. But it's a lot. You're gonna get a lot of criticism. Can't make everybody like you. And that's the first step to creating honest content is knowing that people aren't always gonna agree with you. And that's okay. Because we're all different.
Very true.
Two last questions. We're almost done. Where do you prefer streaming? I personally prefer on YouTube because I have a bigger audience there, but I also do dabble on TikTok live streaming. So that way, if I'm in the middle of doing something, I'll hop on there, answer some questions, maybe while I'm doing my makeup, getting ready for the day. Same thing with Instagram. I think you will find where your audience vibes the most with you and where you get the most positive feedback and where you enjoy being on the most, live stream on there. I don't think there's a specific platform that everyone should live stream on. I think it's just allowing your audience and where you enjoy being on the most should be where you live stream. And my last question is when to make a pay platform. Again, this is going to be personal choice. I like to have them as soon as we start, except for DeLillo Canoe. I like to have them as soon as we start projects because you never know. People could be super fans or people could stumble across it and just be like, oh, cool, I want to contribute to this project. Or, oh, I really like the direction this movie is going in, and they have a GoFundMe. You know, I don't think it ever hurts to have a platform that people can contribute to so you can be financially successful and do this for part-time or seasonal or full-time. The only reason we waited so long with DeLillo Canoe personally was because I don't want to put this out there, but I'm going to say it. I just wanted the show to have some legs to stand on. Truly, if I'm being transparent here and the people are listening, I didn't know what was going to happen with this. I knew I was going to love it because I've always wanted to have a platform where I can talk on, but I didn't know if people were going to like it. I didn't know if I was going to be putting too much into it. And at one point, I had to put all the fears aside and just go for it. And I just wanted it to live and breathe. And now that it's live and we get to reap the benefits of it being live, I'm like, okay, now I'm ready for other people to financially contribute.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's all of the questions you all submitted. If you are very interested in this episode or if you had questions, anything that came up for you, I would love to see it in the comments below. I will definitely be reading them because I have an obsession with social media and I love it so much. And I love talking about it with all of you. So I know that this wasn't a Hot Topics episode. This was just something a little bit different, but I did hear a lot of noise online and from people that wanted this. So be sure to leave something that you thought was interesting down below. And be sure to subscribe and listen to us on any of the platforms you listen to us on. Be sure to leave us some reviews because that really helps brand new podcasts. Yes, I know we're not brand new, but we're still a baby. So please leave us some good reviews. And also be sure to check out Cosmo and the Cosmo Show. Go subscribe. We would really appreciate that. And leave in the comment section that you found the Cosmo Show from DeLillo Canoe because it's cool to see people cross-pollinate. Hype your friends. And yeah, I think that's all I got. Unless you got any final remarks on social media, anything you want to share?
No, I mean, no. I know
I know I kind of did a lot.
Yeah,
Yeah.
he covered a lot of good stuff,
I
and that's
did.
something that's hard to do, and that's gallop with bullet points.
I know those five bullet points like killed. Like I'm really proud of
It
those.
rocks, the
Yeah.
core values.
Core values. So yeah, be sure to follow them. Let us know that you followed them and things are going great, or let me know if you crashed and burned because I'm here to put out the fire. I'll be the extinguisher. Subscribe, keep all your delulus so that way you stay true lulu. And yeah, we'll see you next week. see you around, or you'll hear us around.